95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We made it to day two.
Yeah.
Day two.
Hey, look, I'm wearing a Dave Grohl shirt right this second.
You are,
yeah, it's from
fact.
His taco thing.
That's very
whatever
nice.
Whatever he did, yeah. So, Dave, when is he coming down? Get him down here right now.
I don't have his number. I would like for him
to come. I think it's 911.
Although, yesterday, if you didn't hear the show yesterday, we did have some friends call and welcome us.
To hear Angus from AC/DC chatting with Matt Pinfield this coming Sunday night on our new and approved show at 8 o'clock on KLOS.
That's going to be very cool.
Yeah, you know, they actually hung out. Who hangs out with Angus Young from AC/DC?
Really no one.
Right.
That's a strange, strange thing. I haven't seen him interviewed in a long, long time.
No, it's been, I don't even know. What's he got to do radio for? That's for losers only.
As we're proving.
It's Kevin and Slug. Hello.
Hey, we got some response. Slug asked us if we're going to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. We hadn't even talked about it.
Well, yet. We heard that it is going to happen on Twitter. That's how we found
you
out.
You found out from Twitter, as did I.
That apparently they're going to turn this thing into a podcast.
That we're eventually going to have a podcast.
Why do they still call it podcast? That's from the word iPod. Who the hell has, well, I do. But who else has an iPod
anymore?
That's
where the word came from?
Yeah, podcast. You know, you'd load it onto your little device from the 2000s. Do you have a little podcast, as I understand?
I do. We do Great News with Kevin and Mike, and it's all positive stories.
Wow, that must be pretty hard to find in 2021.
It isn't.
No?
It really isn't.
Really?
Yeah, that stuff is going on everywhere. It's just no one's focusing on it.
Right.
But it really kind of gives you hope again in humanity.
Nice.
Not all of humanity.
Nice. Yeah.
Some of it sucks.
A bit.
But there are a lot of stories out there, and it's really fascinating.
It's called Great News.
Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube.
Nice. You
can watch the whole thing.
Right on. Well, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Give us a call. Let's chat. 818-955-KLOS is the number. Beatlemania was in such full effect that on this day in rock in 1964, a British company shipped half a ton of Beatles wigs to the U.S.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, day two.
Cassiosaurus Rex is quitting. Dude, have you heard...
I don't understand anything about
Cassiosaurus Rex has been, and I am afraid to say this, our cash cow, because he would eat me, but he's been kicking out cash for a long time, and he's throwing in the towel. I guess he's not going to do it anymore, but he's sending in Dinerosaurus Rex.
Listen,
can we just
yourself.
Quit now?
Listen to yourself.
I guess that's going to happen
soon.
Do you
not have any self-respect?
Now, you know that. I do not. Dinerosaurus Rex on KLOS, powered by Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. And it's going to be starting soon, I guess. So the last bit of time to spend with Cassiosaurus Rex is now. Universal is the word to text to 68255 to get yourself some cash before he dies.
Wow. You made it dramatic.
I know. That's right.
I want to shout out Patch, the app patch.com.
Okay.
Apparently, they do local news.
Oh, yeah.
It's a local news app.
Right.
And the headline is, former Kevin and Bean host Kevin Ryder joins K-Rock rival KLOS.
Right.
And the picture's Bean. Now, listen. I've been here 30 years. There's two of us. Even if you don't know, you have a 50-50 chance.
Right.
But how much research does it take? And a lot of people online thought I was being funny by posting the picture of Bean. I wasn't. I was just reposting them. But, and it's the picture of him with pigtails as well, so. Well,
that's the sexiest picture of him. I have a few posters of that one.
And by sexy, you mean worse?
Yeah.
Picture of him?
Yeah. Maybe they were just kind of giving you a little diss there. Didn't people used to have a problem telling you apart back in the day on the air?
Yeah, voices, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
We don't look the same.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, day two.
Man.
We actually made it to day two.
Yeah, I thought it was just yesterday. You were just dropping in because I was bored and we're really going to keep doing this?
Me too. And then I got a call like, are you coming in today? And I said, what are you talking about?
No. So what do you think? Are you enjoying the little show, Graham, or should we just go?
Oh, I'm having a good time.
Oh, not you. I wasn't asking you. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see what the people think.
Gotcha.
The KLOS folk. 818-955-KLOS. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm loving the show. The show is fantastic.
Oh, nice. What station are you actually listening to?
I'm actually listening to...
Isn't this the guy that says he does a Mitch McConnell impression?
Huh?
Hey, hey, Mitch. Mitch McConnell calling for Kevin and Sluggo.
How much request do you get for a Mitch McConnell impression?
Hey, how's it going? I always wanted to say this. First time listener, first time caller.
Where'd you get that idea from?
I always like to open with a callback.
Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello?
Sluggo, it's me, Scotty, from Cafe, man.
Hey, man, what's happening? How are you?
Are we still betting on Kevin?
Does that mean betting in my favor or against me?
Kevin, I'm not sure which way to go with this.
Guy would go against me.
Okay.
Don't go big, though, because I went big for yesterday, and he totally pulled through. What a bummer and a... How dare you, sir?
Okay. I didn't hear your whole show yesterday, but here's where I'm going with my bet.
Right? Okay.
I can't say when it's going to happen, but Kevin is going to hang up on a famous person during a live interview.
I don't think Kevin would ever... Kevin! Damn it!
Of the world. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo. Hey, have you texted the word universal yet?
No.
Well, don't do that because that's not the right word. Dollars 268255. Yeah, Cassiosaurus Rex is on his last legs. He's going to send in a replacement, Dinerosaurus Rex. So if you've always wanted to win from Cassiosaurus Rex, then now's the time. 68255. Good luck. Dollars is the word.
It is... so great to live in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the day today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the news and you look at Texas and...
Oh, my God.
Most of the country... Listen to this report about what's going on in Texas.
Tonight, power finally coming back to hard-hit Texas, albeit slowly. But some 13 million people in the state still must boil water to drink. And tonight, serious questions about why problems with their electrical grid weren't fixed after a similar situation a decade ago. Officials revealing today that on Sunday, demand was so high and conditions so cold, the entire grid was moments away from catastrophic failure.
It was seconds and minutes. Given the amount of generation that was coming off the system at the same time that the demand was still going up significantly.
Overnight, families suffering in the dark. Outside Austin, Julie Crawford has been boiling snow for her family to use as their primary water source.
We're running dangerously low on water. So now what we've been doing all day is actually coming outside, getting snow, putting it in our pots, and heating it on our propane grill.
Hospitals around the state turning to generators and water trucks. In Austin, a facility with 300 patients losing heat. Now the struggle to get basic necessities. Long lines stretching far beyond the doors at this Austin grocery store and outside this fast food restaurant.
Look at that, all the way down the street. People are hungry.
Houstonians being warned they may have to keep boiling their water until Monday.
Water ready.
Disaster relief organizations, as well as the city, handing out bottled water to families who need it. And although the power is coming back, problems in Texas still remain.
And this is what we've seen across the state. Water pipes bursting and firefighters responding to reports of possible fires. This catastrophe unfolding in so many ways for several days.
I mean, it looks like it's a third world country.
The pictures are horrifying. Like, the pipes breaking, and then I saw this one of a chandelier, and it was just all this stuff, like the icicles hanging on.
Did you see the toilet that was frozen?
Yeah.
That was
gross. Oh, my God. And a fish tank. I felt terrible about that.
Fish tanks free. It's crazy.
There's someone that's been following me in Texas, and his dog, he was so nice. He said that he works to create a better life for his dogs.
Oh, that's nice.
Dog got hurt.
Oh, no.
Because of the snow or whatever. Maddie.
Don't bring us down.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just saying. Oh, dude.
It's a bummer, but.
Lionel Felix.
I just love to hear. I want to make sure that everybody understands we're not making fun of this situation.
Oh, my God, no.
However.
Yeah.
Who's happier?
Right.
Than doomsday preppers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly,
right.
Like, isn't this sort of their whole thing?
Kind of what they've been waiting for. They
yes,
kind of know,
the whole time. Yeah. Like, and everybody makes, oh, you're a doomsday prepper. You're an idiot.
If you've seen the movie Tremors, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be fun to see if there are any doomsday preppers in our audience. If
yeah,
you're
right.
one of the people that has, like, stockpiles of food and everything else, and you're watching the TV going, where's my praise now? I rule.
Right.
I'm a doomsday prepper. I saw this coming.
Yep.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, especially if they're in Texas. If you're listening online, 95.5KLOS.com, we'd love to hear from you.
It's a really scary situation down there.
Dude.
So, doomsday preppers.
818-955-KLOS is the number. If you want to call in.
Die to live, Volbeat.
95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Sluggo with my pal, Kevin. Howdy, sir.
Howdy.
Thank you for coming
down.
Who says
howdy?
You know, I type it all the time. I text it, but it is some really dumb.
You text
stuff.
Howdy?
Yes. I know. It's even worse when you say it, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's the sort of stuff you're going to hear on Sunday night. Besides Matt Pinfield talking to Angus Young from AC/DC, a very rare interview that's going to happen Sunday night between 8 and 10, 2 hours of new rock, counts down the 10 best rock songs, and Volbeat turns up quite a bit because they've been cranking out some great stuff.
That guy, man, Matt Pinfield, he knows everything about everybody.
Yeah, he
everything.
Does. You ask him about this record that came out in 1973. Mm-hmm. And who produced it and yep. who did the backing, and he's like, oh, I can tell you all about that.
Yes.
In fact, you're gonna get him to stop by like on Monday
that
after
would be
the
fun.
Show. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Please do. And you still have a little bit of time to text the word dollars to Cassiosaurus Rex. It is 68255. Don't text the little 800 number KLOS. People do that a lot. We give out the number and they're texting to the wrong one. I always feel bad when
but it's two numbers
there.
To text.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
You're being very confusing.
That is what. That's my goal. 68255 is the word, the number to text the word dollars to. Nah! It was on this day in rock in 1982 when Ozzy Osbourne, while visiting the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. You know, let's not talk about that. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when Guns N' Roses played the first of three nights at the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo for 55,000 people. It's considered the largest concert hall in Japan and called the Big Egg.
You could
some cough.
A quick thank to Cash in the Can, R134 Recycling, for helping to keep KLOS going. Thank you, Cash in the Can.
Kevin, I may never wear pants ever again.
Sluggo. Your mom wears pants.
Kevin, not Sluggo.
Back now on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
Do we have a prepper?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Jose,
how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We are good. Thanks for calling in, man.
So we were talking about Texas and how things are very nasty there, and we were looking for doomsday preppers. Are you a prepper, sir?
Well, I started prepping after being in the service for 12 years and seeing the tsunamis in 2011.
Oh, right.
And I just try to preach to everybody to get ready to at least have some kind of readiness with their lives because... you know, things can really sweep you under the rug and you'll end up with nothing. So it's harder to start from zero.
So, like, what sort of stuff do you have stocked up, man?
From bunkers to weapons to basically everything you ever possibly may need.
I'm sorry, what kind of weapons?
Self-defense, home defense, all sorts of things.
That's not a weapon. What kind of weapon?
legal standards, I know that I could be traced in a phone, so...
Oh, no way, man. That's not KLOS style, dude. We really don't, yeah. We just want to know what you got.
We're not tracking you.
Not a chance.
I just need to know if I want to stay with you overnight.
when everything hits the fan.
Yes.
Oh, you would want to stay with me. I will stay nice and warm.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Sorry.
No.
Now you go.
Yeah. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Like getting to Mars. That's easy.
Have you watched this audio?
I was fascinated with, apparently, they've opened a mic on Mars so you can hear what's going on the red planet.
The Perseverance.
Right.
Which landed
yesterday, which was amazing.
Yesterday.
And they're going to start flying around a little helicopter and blah, blah, blah.
Today, there's a video that 7 million people have seen.
Yeah.
And... there's some questions about it because it's a little odd.
You know, I went to the, and I am following NASA's Perseverance on Twitter.
Dork.
And, because, you know, I want to move to Mars. Bean and sure. I are going to move to Mars.
Sure.
And I don't see the particular video that everybody's watched. I don't see the video on here.
So
on
here's, so listen to this. Is this real audio from Mars?
That's
and
the question.
They go in depth into, it's from, Anonymous, which is odd.
The actual video that everybody's been watching?
Yes.
Is from Anonymous?
Yes.
Those guys that disappeared but had been threatening everybody in the universe.
Well said, yes. I don't know exactly what they have to do with it, but the video that we saw that somebody texted us yesterday or this morning?
Yeah. It's from them.
It's from Anonymous.
That's where it originated.
There are websites now that are saying the claim is that NASA shared a 26-second video featuring audio recorded on the surface of Mars.
Right.
And we were blown away
by
that. Oh,
yeah. It was so exciting. I just want to sit and listen to it all the time for the rest of my life.
So according to this website, what's true is the video was created from a 1.8 billion pixel panoramic image.
Right. They've been doing a lot of those kind of things.
That they took from Mars with the Curiosity rover in March of 2020.
So it's an old video.
It's an old picture.
Right. Oh, right.
I think,
gotcha.
That's made to look like
a video. Gotcha.
And the audio is not from Perseverance either. Because we were wondering, what is the audio? How did they already get
video?
Well,
you know, we have the audio. Do you want to listen to the audio?
In a second.
Yeah, okay.
So they say what's undetermined is the source of the audio is undetermined. It's possible the audio in this clip comes from a seismic reading taken by NASA's Mars InSight lander in 2019.
So we're digging back even further. I thought it sounded familiar.
None of it seems to be from Perseverance.
Right.
None of it.
Right.
Let's.
Yeah.
Listen.
No, yeah. Yeah.
This is the microphone that's
theoretically open right now on Mars.
Yes.
So this is what it kind of sounds like.
And the camera's like panning from right to left.
Right.
And it's miraculous. Except for it's probably not.
Except that maybe this isn't even.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's a bummer. I would listen to a concert. You know, I'm hearing something kind of weird. Are you hearing? Listen really.
Are you talking about Kim Kardashian?
I'm talking to Kim.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you broke up with Kanye West?
Yeah, she filed for divorce today, I guess.
I'm not talking to her. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
I'm making progress.
From Kanye West.
Kanye West.
I think that would be a nightmare of a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as we are, that's got to be pretty rough.
And I think maybe he's the worst.
That's Kanye West.
That's a tough one.
Exactly. Well, he's really happy for you, and he's going to let you finish, but...
Yes.
That's the quote. I used to run that all the time from that. That's made me so mad. I'm like, can you imagine you get a little... What if they'd come up when you're getting your precious broadcaster? What was your little award you got? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. And Kanye jumped on stage. You go, I'm really happy for you. I'm not let you finish.
Honestly, I love stuff like that.
Yeah? Really?
I would have loved it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love
I feel
nonsense.
Bad for her.
And
sure.
Same.
Chaos.
And chaos.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
So, remember when Jimmy Kimmel was hosting the Oscars?
Yeah.
And somebody said he said the wrong name or somebody
yes.
said... I love that stuff.
I'm sure he
so
loved
happy.
It too. Hey, OC Music News, thanks for shouting us out. We are so excited for the Epic Duo. I don't know if we should call ourselves the Epic
let's
Duo.
Just say,
from now
let's
on.
Just refer to ourselves that way.
OC Music News, thank you very much. And Mauricio said he used to wants to come back to Los Angeles so he can be listening. And I'm like, yeah, come on back, listen, and commute. Because he used to listen in the commute to you guys all the time.
I have a message. It's weird because I've never been called this before, but knock 'em dead, Tiger.
Tiger.
Who says that?
I'm calling you Tiger from now
knock on. Knock 'em dead, Tiger. Congratulations, Kev Dog.
Kev Dog.
Tiger.
Tiger.
Never been called that before. Where's Beaner? I don't know that that's how you say it.
I remember that being the name.
And this person is very, very angry at me, and I'm not sure
aww.
Why. Deleting comments about it now, too?
What?
Your pathetic, fragile ego Can't take it, huh?
What did you...
Can't wait. Can't own up to your own shortcomings.
Well, that...
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because you don't delete comments.
I do on political ones, but this wasn't political one, so... I have no idea.
That's
But I'm going to knock them dead, Tiger.
Yeah. That's all I know. Angry comments are so fun.
Kevin.
So wait, we don't have to play pop music?
And Sluggo. Well, if you want to die, Kevin. Back now on KLOS. It's Kevin. Oh. It's Sluggo. Oh. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Oh.
On KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Well, it's a little Red Rocker weekend. Sammy Hagar has been kind enough to give us a whole bunch of copies on, do you remember those things, compact discs?
I do not.
Of his new album, Circle Lockdown 2020. Bunch of really amazing covers. I don't know if you've run into, and I think you got to be really pretty damn confident. Who more confident?
Sure.
Than, yeah, the Red Rocker. To cover a David Bowie song. But he took on Heroes.
Oh, wow.
And it's damn good. And it is on this album. And we're going to be giving it away all weekend long. I guess might even get your hands on a signed copy. I'm going to give you the very first word to text and the number to text right after this fine selection. Sammy Hagar and the Circle. It's Heroes on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I mean, well done, Sammy.
Is that Bowie?
Yeah, right? I mean, it's so nice and heavy. I heard Matt Pinfield talking about it on his new and approved show on Sunday night. Just made it heavier. Just kind of took what it was and just put some...
It takes some guts.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that too.
To take a Bowie song and change it a little.
Yeah. You know what? So here, check this out first.
Hey, it's Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here. Text the word RED right now to 68683. That's RED to 68683 for your shot at a copy of the new Sammy Hagar in a Circle CD, Lockdown 2020. And guess what? One of you will get a signed copy from me.
Woo! That's awesome. So that's going to be going on all weekend. We'll give you chances all weekend. I can't resist. I got to throw on Bowie.
Now we're in the mood for Bowie?
Yeah, why not? All right. The original is what he took back in 1977. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, what? It is all about Sammy Hagar this weekend. Red Rocker weekend. 95.5 KLOS.
I didn't know you wanted me to say that.
I do.
95.5 KLOS.
It's very weird. How does it feel to say that?
Southern California's rock station. It feels good.
Yeah?
Feels good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Red Rocker Weekend, he's got new stuff with the Circle Lockdown 2020. He's got a bunch of covers on this amazing CD, and we're going to be handing them out. I'll give you another chance to win. Be listening for the word to text. As said by him, he's the one screaming it out.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Thank you for doing that, Sammy.
Slug, like, are you into science?
Sure, I don't know anything about
science
it.
Science has cloned the first U.S. endangered species, a black-footed ferret.
Wow.
And they say that it came from the genes of an animal that died over 30 years ago.
Wow. That's Jurassic Park-ish.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Over 30 years ago. The thing's name is Elizabeth Ann, and they announced it December 10th. They actually have a center for this in Fort Collins, Colorado. Where
it, of course, in it's Colorado,
it's a cloning place for ferrets.
Wow.
Which is the most bizarre thing ever.
Wow.
But then I went along into the article, and it says, Willa could have passed along her genes the usual way, too, but a male born to her named Cody, quote, didn't do his job. Nah. I don't know why they have to...
I think we do know what that means.
Why they have to shame him. That seems rough.
So what is the upshot of this eventually? Are you going to be able to clone your pet? Like, I would, like, and how much DNA material do you need to make it happen?
There is a Texas-based company named Viagen.
Biogen.
And it'll clone your cat for $35,000. It'll clone your dog for $50,000.
And they don't have like three heads and come kill you in the middle of the night sort of thing?
I don't have the answer to that.
Oh, well, I think I'll hold on to my $35,000 spare dollars.
But
until
wouldn't
I find
you
out.
Just get another dog? I mean, yeah, I love dogs.
Well, you know how attached you get.
Yes.
Like, I mean, but, my dog Shadow, if I could bring back Furballado, I might.
Right, but the clone of Shadow is
not really Shadow.
Be...
Yeah, it's very true,
yeah.
Right? Isn't that kind of the core of the whole cloning thing?
So you're not actually getting your pet.
No, because it's really not exactly the same creature.
I'm not going to spend $50,000 to clone a dog and get a completely different dog.
No.
That's not for me.
No.
They also cloned a wild horse. Okay, back to you.
A wild whore? What?
Horse.
Oh, I see. That might be kind of an interesting idea. Text me the Clone Wars and get them all.
Kevin and Sluggo.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, how dare you, Kevin?
Kevin and Sluggo. Now on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Greetings unto thee. Hey, have you texted the word, what is it this hour? Swim, S-W-I-M, to Cassiosaurus Rex 68255. He's waiting, and he's going to go away, I guess, come Monday, but he's leaving behind progeny. Denerosaurus. I'm going to have a lot of trouble with it.
You are, yeah. Denerosaurus. You notice I'm not trying.
Very wise of you. Whatever, it doesn't matter now. Swim to 68255, and it's powered by Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. And if you want contest rules, what's your problem? I mean, visit 955klos.com.
Yesterday was our first day. And our friend Bob Saget called in to wish us well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
It was a fun couple days.
I don't want to say, but seriously, I'm really happy that you're here, man.
I'll see you next Thursday.
Very, very happy you're here. Yeah, it's only Thursdays and Fridays, right? That's the deal. I think that's a great idea. All right, Greg Beharrell is up next. Enjoy your Red Rocker weekend. You got a chance to get some great stuff from that dude. Thanks so much to Sammy Hagar for hooking us up. And what do you think? You want to take one more call?
Sure.
All right. Hello, KLOS.
Yes, I am calling for the Confess a Crime segment.
Damn it!